Fatherland by Robert Harris, read by Michael Jaston. The 100 million self-confident German masters were to be brutally installed in Europe and secured in power by a monopoly of technical civilization and the slave labor of a dwindling native population of neglected, diseased, illiterate cretins, in order that they might have leisure to buzz along infinite Autobahnen, admire the Strength Through Joy hostel, the party headquarters, the military museum and the planetarium, which their Führer would have built in Linz, his new Hitleropolis, trot round local picture galleries, and listen over their cream buns to endless recordings of the Merry Widow. This was to be the German millennium, from which even the imagination was to have no means of escape. Hugh Trevor Roper, The Mind of Adolf Hitler.
People sometimes say to me, "Be careful. You will have 20 years of guerrilla warfare on your hands." I am delighted at the prospect. Germany will remain in a state of perpetual alertness.
Adolf Hitler, 29th of August, 1942. Part 1. Tuesday, the 14th of April, 1964. I swear to thee, Adolf Hitler, as Führer and Chancellor of the German Reich, loyalty and bravery. I vow to thee and to the superiors whom thou shalt appoint, obedience unto death. So help me God. SS Oath. Chapter 1. Thick cloud had pressed down on Berlin all night, and now it was lingering into what passed for the morning. On the city's western outskirts, plumes of rain drifted across the surface of Lake Havel, like smoke. Sky and water merged into a sheet of grey, broken only by the dark line of the opposite bank.